KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a partly cloudy sky here at the Mission Valley's official weather station. And it's currently 75 degrees. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Weather forecast for today is calling for to be partly cloudy to cloudy with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms and a high of 84. In the news, the Severe Storms Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has placed most of Iowa under risk for severe storms today. Atlantic, Carroll, Creston, and Council Bluffs are among the communities that have a slight risk for severe weather. Eastern Iowa, Dubuque, Waterloo, Cedar Rapids, Davenport, and Burlington are under a moderate risk. The greatest threat here appears to be strong winds and hail for our area and a slight risk for tornadoes in eastern Iowa. Stay tuned to KJN for any severe weather developments. Now, there are currently no watches or warnings in effect for the immediate listening area, but a severe thunderstorm watch is in effect until 11 a.m. today for northwest Iowa, and that would include Monona County. The CAM school board will meet in a regular session this evening at 6:30 in Anita. The meeting takes place in the CAM High School Superintendent's office. On the agenda, in addition to any personnel matters, is discussion and or action on approving an athletic trainer agreement, approving the 2006 school bus bid, an elementary vocal sharing agreement with Nottoway Valley, and various board policies and updates with regard to public emergencies and school bus safety instructions. The CAM School Board will also hear an update on the district's return to learn plan and high school handbook graduation requirements. Here's a reminder, the Cass County Democratic Party's annual school supply drive is underway through August 14th. The food drive is being coupled with the school supply drive that began on July 13th in food pantries, and the schools will do the actual distribution of any donated items. Suggested items for the school drive include everything from pencils to spiral notebooks to book bags, and should also include non-traditional items like facial tissue, hand sanitizer, plastic zip-top storage bags, and copy paper. Non-perishable items such as canned and boxed food items are needed as well, including cleaning supplies, personal hygiene items, zip-top storage bags as mentioned, or other food storage containers. There will be drop-off sites around Cass County, including in Anita, at the City Clerk's Office, the Library, Main Street Market, Rusty Razor, and Rolling Hills Bank. In Atlantic, at Fairway Store for school supplies only, a private home at 10 East 13th Street, the YMCA, Rolling Hills Bank, and in Cumberland at the City Hall, Houghton State Bank, also in Griswold at the Rolling Hills Bank, City Hall, Telephone Company, Houghton State Bank, in Lewis at the Library, Lyman. Supplies may be dropped off at the Lyman Cafe in Marnie outside the post office, and in Messina at the Library, FNB Bank, and the Economy Food Mart. Donated items will be given to students and families in Cass County who are in need, and this is a nonpartisan event. Well, grade school leaders debate how the classes will be held this fall. Higher education will continue in eastern Iowa with a mix of in-person and virtual classes. Don Doucette, chancellor of the Eastern Iowa Community College, expects about one-third of students to take classes face-to-face.
We're also offering courses on campus, especially those that require on-campus hands-on training, laboratories, things like that, but others as well, because we know that some students learn and need to learn with in-person instruction.
Students at the community college campuses in Clinton, Muscatine, and Scott counties will be asked to follow CDC recommendations for COVID-19.
Our classrooms have been socially distanced with reduced capacity in all of those classes. All kinds of plexiglass shields for frontline staff, disinfectants and hand sanitizer all over the place. Everybody picks up a wipe on the way into a class and wipes down their desk.
Craig DeVries at St. Ambrose University in Davenport says classes will start a week early on August 17th, and they'll be in the hybrid format.
Half of the students will take a class on a Monday in person, and then the other half will be observing online, and then the following day they'll switch places. And that will help us achieve the social distancing that we need in order to stay safe.
And students at St. Ambrose, where the school mascot is the Fighting Bees, are being asked to commit to be safe, be responsible, promise to follow the CDC guidelines.
We make the available to students an opportunity to learn strictly online, to stay home and take advantage of as many of our online offerings as they can. We hope that the students who don't feel like they want to come on campus will take advantage of that and work to complete their degree.
Doucette and DeVries say enrollments at Eastern Iowa Community Colleges and at St. Ambrose are steady to slightly higher as compared to a year ago. The mother of an 18-year-old University of Iowa student who froze to death on the university's campus is suing the school for negligence. The lawsuit contends Gerald Michael Bells of Cedar Rapids was unable to get into his residence hall on the night of January 29, 2019, when wind chills were 51 degrees below zero. The lawsuit said the university had locked all exterior doors to Burge Hall to prevent pipes from freezing, but did not alert residents to the change in normal procedures. Bells was found unresponsive the next day. His death was ruled an accident. The university has declined to comment on the lawsuit. In Southwest Iowa news, the Creston Police Department reports two arrests. 38-year-old Benjamin Hunsucker of Creston was arrested a little after 2:30 a.m. today. Hunsucker was taken into custody for violation of a protection order and is being held in the Union County Jail while awaiting a bond hearing. And Friday morning, 26-year-old Austin Jones of Creston was arrested on a Union County warrant for burglary in the first degree. Jones was released from the Union County Jail on $25,000 bond. The Council Bluffs Police Department's traffic unit is investigating a two-vehicle personal injury crash that occurred at about 1:47 p.m. Sunday at the intersection of South 24th Street and Marketplace Drive. The crash shut down the southbound lanes of South 24th Street from I-80 to Marketplace Drive for about 2.5 hours. Authorities say a Ford Explorer was struck the passenger side of a Dodge pickup truck that was heading south on South 24th Street. All five occupants, including one adult and four juveniles of the Ford Explorer, suffered injuries requiring transport to the University of Nebraska Medical Center's Trauma Center. The Dodge pickup had two adult occupants at the time of the crash. Both suffered injuries, with one requiring transport to a Council Bluffs hospital for treatment. The crash investigation was still in the preliminary stages as last report Sunday evening, and the Council Bluffs Police Traffic Unit is leading that investigation. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest at around 11:50 p.m. Saturday of 35-year-old Carmen K. Watson from Creston. Watson was taken into custody on two Union County warrants following a traffic stop at Union Avenue and Highway 34. She was being held without bond in the Adams County Jail. A traffic stop late Saturday night at the intersection of Box Elder and Highway 34 in Montgomery County resulted in a pursuit and the eventual arrest of a man from eastern Iowa. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office and a deputy tried to stop the vehicle at around 11:30 p.m. Saturday. The vehicle took off eastbound toward Red Oak at speeds of over 100 miles per hour. The driver of that vehicle, who was later identified as Roosevelt Washington of Waterloo, led law enforcement on a chase through Red Oak on Highway 34 and then north on Highway 48. Washington was taken into custody on Highway 71 in Cass County, just south of Highway 92, after a successful pit maneuver. He was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $2,000 bond. He faces charges that include eluding, interference with official acts, and reckless driving while in custody. It was confirmed that Washington had two out-of-state warrants for two counts of driving while license revoked and leaving the scene of a property damage accident out of Adams County, Illinois, and Knox County, Illinois, driving while suspended or revoked and failure to appear. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office was assisted in the pursuit and arrest by the Montgomery County Communications Center, Red Oak Police, Iowa DNR, State Patrol, Cass County Sheriff's Office, and Griswold Fire and Rescue. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said also that there was an arrest Saturday evening at around 5:30. Marlon Mainquist from Villisca was taken into custody for public intoxication at the Casey's store in Stanton. He was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $300 bond. And a man from Adair County suffered minor injuries to his back Saturday afternoon during an accident in Creston. The Creston Police Department said 56-year-old Michael Maines from Greenfield was attempting to park his pickup on Chestnut Street, just north of the intersection with Carpenter Street in Creston, when he fell out of the vehicle. The pickup was still in drive when it went forward and struck the left front of a parked Chevy pickup registered to Russell McPike of Grant City, Missouri. That accident happened around 12:10 p.m. Maines refused medical attention at the scene. Damage amounted to $1,500, and there were no citations issued. That is a check of our news this morning on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.